Hello there. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is November the 28th, and the theme for today's program, I'm going to talk about this for the next 5 minutes, is be ready, but don't panic. Over the next several weeks, beginning with the first Sunday of Advent, which is going to happen in a couple of days, you're going to hear a lot about this. Be ready. Don't waste your time. Be prepared. Don't fall asleep. Be ready, because the Lord is coming soon. We're going to hear a lot about that. And that's an important message, because in a relatively short period of time, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but in a relatively short period of time, we're all going to meet the Lord and be judged on how we've lived our lives, on how we've used the resources he's given us. We're going to be judged on it. And I say relatively short period of time because the human lifespan, I mean, the most any of us are going to live is probably about 100 years, and that's going to be rare. So we're talking of several decades tops, but we don't even know for sure. So when we consider that the time we spend on earth and what we do, yesterday we talked about being generous and giving from the heart, whether it's giving with financially or giving of our time, that's how we're going to be judged, based upon how we used the resources God gave us, including our talents, our gifts, how we use them. And it's going to happen. None of us are getting out of this life on earth without being judged. It will happen either when we die or when the Lord comes again in glory. That's when we're going to be judged. And a determination will be made whether we'll spend eternity in heaven or hell. That's serious business, right? Now, you know, of course, you got that possible purification time in purgatory before you get to heaven. That's possible, too. But ultimately, our final destination is one of two places, heaven or hell. We've got to be ready for that. And in the gospel from today's daily mass, Jesus is going to talk about this. Because people tend to get hyped up about the end times sometimes. Almost too much trying to predict, all right, well, I think I know what it's going to happen based on this, or this. And what Jesus is saying here, and he said elsewhere also, is that you're never going to know exactly when that time is. We're never going to know for sure when the Lord will come again in glory or when we will die. We don't know. So rather than try to speculate, Jesus is saying, look, get ready. And again, we're going to be hearing this throughout the Advent season. Get ready. Assume it's today. Assume it's today and prepare. But don't panic. Just prepare. If you got things you need to clean up in your life, begin today. And I think that's a reminder for all of us, especially somebody like me who tends to procrastinate, who tends to put things off. I need that reminder. I need a sense of urgency. Don't put it off, Gary. Start today. Let's look at the gospel. Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, all that you see here, the days will come when there will be not a stone, there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Then they asked him, teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? Jesus answered, see that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. And as you and I look around, we can find evidence that, yeah, we're seeing some of these things. Does that mean the end's going to happen soon? I don't know. But what Jesus is saying to each of us, prepare today. Assume it's today. Don't be distracted. Get your life in order today, and you'll be ready. Definitely worth thinking about, right? Talk to you next time.